This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. 7% of those who provide unpaid care for the old and sick are in fact 75 or older themselves, half of whom care for a spouse. The average 8 to 10-year-old spends nearly 8 hours per day with various forms of media, and older children and teens spend 11 hours per day. Newark, New Jersey and Hartford, Connecticut are the two newest additions to the list of cities creating municipal ID card programs for their residents, particularly immigrants. Starbucks is paying for the rising cost of its wages and educational programs by raising the cost of its coffee by 5 to 20 cents. There are 300,000 cases of Lyme disease treated each year, most successfully with 2 to 4 weeks of antibiotics, but 10% of the cases can last for months or years. HUD is reporting early success with a program to more effectively subsidize people to move from housing projects to more upper-income neighborhoods. In Dallas, maximum subsidy for a 3-bedroom apartment is now just $850 in the cheapest zip codes, but as much as $1,840 in the most expensive zip codes. In 33 of the 50 largest metropolitan areas, the subsidy for the wealthiest zip code would be more than twice as high as the subsidy in the poorest zip code. In New York, San Diego, and Washington, it would be more than 3 times as high. Child welfare advocates have sued over foster care in New York City. According to the suit, in 2013, city children in foster care spent more than twice as much time in that system as children in the rest of the country. These delays have persisted even as the city's foster care population has fallen to around 11,000, less than a third of the total in 1999. It's estimated that the Affordable Care Act coverage created savings for women from the birth control out-of-pocket cost for birth control pills alone of about $1.4 billion in 2013. Pope Francis called for increased protection of the Amazon rainforest and the indigenous people who live there, declaring that Ecuador must resist exploiting natural riches for short-term benefits. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.